All right, first, we have to go back. Friday night, after you guys' big win against Walnut Hills, we started to do an interview, and they turned the lights off on us. So I came down to Witten Woods today. We presented you guys a trophy and some pizzas. So let's go back to Friday night. Talk about that win over Walnut Hills.
I feel like we had a good day. There's still mistakes that were made, still stuff that we could clean up. But overall, I feel like my team had a good game. Offense did great. Defense was doing great. We made it a shutout. And I just feel like my team did wonderful.
Now, you may have had the play of the game. Interception for a touchdown. Unfortunately, as I told you, I was doing a thing with the TV channel. When that happened, I was able to turn around and catch you just whizzing by me. Talk about 105-yard interception return for a touchdown. Talk about that play.
That's unbelievable. I didn't even think I was going to take it back. I thought I was going to get out about around the 40. But once I had just got like to the sideline, I just had to turn up. I had to show my speed. That's what colleges forever been saying that I've been lacking. And I just wanted to show off for UC.
Now, you guys come into this season having won a state championship a year ago. That puts a huge target on your back. Talk about how you guys went into this season to knowing that, hey, everyone's going to be gunning for us. That's their state title game if they're not going to make the playoffs or they're going to be out of the playoffs early. Talk about how you guys have adapted to playing with a target on your back instead of being the one out there hunting for a title.
We know that we got the target on our back for sure. I think we just go hard every day at practice. We make sure that we beat the day before we beat the week. And then when we get to state, we're going to get to state. But we got to beat it day by day, week by week. And our players are focused on that and not focused on the end game.
Now, you talked about it. You wanted to show out well for the University of Cincinnati, your future team. You're going to be a Bearcat. You're going to stay one of those guys at hometown Bearcats.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that decision. One, the process of going through that before you made that decision and why it was important for you to stay home.
It was very important for me to stay home. I'm going to say that the staff at UC is unbelievable. They go over and beyond for anything that you need, anything that you want. My parents played a big part in that, and my parents went to UC, so I want to stay home and become a Bearcat as well. Coach Coons was a big part of my recruitment. He's one of the best to do it in college football, and he's the best. So far, he got the title as the best corners coach, so I want to be coached up by the best.
You bring it up. Coach Kerry Combs basically he's a Cincinnati legend, former head coach at Coleraine High School, went to UC, Ohio State, coached in the pros. Talk about that relationship you've been able to build with Coach Combs.
Relationship with me and Coach Combs, it's like he my pops. We talk almost all the time. We talk almost every day. So I make sure I keep in touch with him. Our relationship is phenomenal. I can't wait till I get on the campus and I'll build it more with him. But Coach Coons is like a father to me.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Breaks? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right.
Gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.